at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Another edition of what I call American Exposé. This is Chris Gerner speaking to you on the 10th of May, 2005. The mess continues. The situation is very, very obvious to those that do research. Those that don't do research are completely in the dark. And that's the sad commentary to have about people in our country that don't have a clue. Those idiots, and I do call them affectionately so, idiots, if they went to Title 50, Chapter 23, and I do have a guest, Subchapter 4, Section 841, that's Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter Roman Numeral 4, Section 841, Findings and Declaration of Fact. Very briefly, listeners, the Congress finds and declares that the Communist Party of the United States, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. Isn't that just amazing, listeners? And that's just the beginning of quite a long paragraph, which I'll get into at a later date. But obviously, once again, Congress finds and declares that the Communist Party of the United States, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. How far along is that, listeners, at this point in time? When in 1976, Public Law 94-564, dated October 19, 1976. It's an act to provide for amendment of the Bretton Woods Agreements Act and for other purposes. What is one of those other purposes about? Well, the new Section 3D shall be added to read as follows. No person shall be entitled to receive any salary or other compensation from the United States for services as a governor, executive director, counselor, alternate, or associate. In other words, the Treasury was transferred to the IMF in 1976, the 200th anniversary of this country. And that is the way it is. He receives no compensation from the United States because he's a foreign agent. The Secretary of the Treasury is a foreign agent. He's the governor, the U.S. governor of the IMF and the World Bank. There is where we are today with CAFTA, and Darren and Dennis have done tremendous research in CAFTA and brought the information to our attention on the website, and certainly Darren connects the dots to the CIA World Factbook. I quoted from Darren's website today on one of the shortwave broadcasts that I did, as I do two on Tuesday and Thursday, and that is on WBCQ at 3 p.m. Central Time, 7.415, on WWCR on 7.465 at 7 p.m. Central Time. And I quoted from Darren in his information about CAFTA, and certainly that information is very, very well documented from the CIA World Factbook. The Central Intelligence Agency monitors all the countries of the world, monitors the population, monitors the treaties they've signed under the UN system, including the Environmental Modification Treaty, which was formed in 1977, declaring that no country would use environmental modification on each other, but didn't stipulate the fact that the country can use it on themselves. And that's the thing that, you know, expounds to me that, yes, we are being maneuvered and manipulated by anomalies that are being created at us and on us. And the tsunami is one of them, and certainly that is the situation. I have much on the congressional record and much on the U.S. Code as well. And in the U.S. Code, Title 22, Chapter 7, Subchapter Roman numeral 15, no person shall be entitled to receive any salary or other compensation from the United States for services as a governor, executive director, counselor, alternate, or associate. The federal United States is a corporation, and that is in here as well somewhere in my documentation. It's a federal corporation. So these are directions that needs to be expounded by many out there in understanding the picture in place. Here it is, Title 28, Part 6, Chapter 176, Subchapter A, Section 3002, and they say here, let's see, United States means a federal corporation. That's a federal corporation, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States or an instrumentality of the United States. Once again, the United States means a federal corporation, and there's where we are today with the loss of land. Here I see Global Land Grab Coming Soon to Your Neighborhood by Judith Moriarty, and she certainly connects dots to this situation. A little bit about this before I bring up Carol. The people perish for lack of knowledge. Like turtles, people have tuned out and retreated into the manageable, if they think, spheres of their private lives. Unable or unwilling to grapple with the chaos of the times, of billions going for never-ending war, funding being cut from various programs for war, serving their communities, raising taxes, outsourcing of jobs. There's CAFTA for you. Shuttered mills, obscene prescription costs, unaffordable medical insurance, rising fuel costs, immigration issues, draining coffers of local communities, and the mantra of fear and suspicion which lurks at airports, malls, or your once friendly neighborhood. A paralyzing apathy and general malaise keeps people from inquiring, questioning, debating, or becoming informed on how the greater issues of the world, i.e. trade agreements, economic summits, environmental gatherings, Goals 2000, or No Child Left Behind, etc., will affect their lives, their communities, and their futures. While we are being dutifully distracted from the threat of Social Security being privatized, the Oscars, sports stars on steroids, presidential glad-handing in Europe, the newest sensational murder, mudslides in California, flu shots, and a new strain of AIDS, etc., there are other things afoot globally going on with no national or international news coverage of any merit. Without a grasp of the larger picture having to do with Agenda 21, sustainable communities, regional governance, private-public partnerships, they play, we pay. Water, non-governmental organizations, the rewilding of America, etc. Local citizens and politicians already lost in presenting any informed arguments or objections. And it goes on and on here. And this is why I bring up Carol, who I've known for quite a while. We just lost connections to each other. And Tim heard her on Derry Brownfield, I believe. And we connect up. Thank you for Tim for doing that. And Carol, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, it's good to be with you again, Chris. It is a tangled mess we're in, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the big problem here at this point. You're experiencing in your neck of the woods in Arkansas?
Yes.
The mess going on there, and I, you know...
Yes, the government's largest real estate agent, the Sierra Club, came in here about 2 years ago and bought up about 50,000 acres of land in the flyway for the duck and geese area, which is part is Delta, and then north of I-40, it's non-Delta, but it's a lot of farmland, a lot of lakes, and it's in the Cache River bottom. There are many, many duck and deer clubs in that area, fishing and what have you, and a lot of people live in that area besides.
Uh-huh.
And so then, just a couple of weeks ago, it was announced, I happened to be watching Good Morning America, and I saw Harry Smith on there just beside himself, because they had discovered this, what they thought was extinct, rare, ivory-billed woodpecker, and they found it in the, where else? The Cache River bottom. The Nature Conservancy was very proud to announce it. So we see the same thing they've done all over. They will make that off limits to anybody. You know, you just won't be able to go in there. And we had the near man biosphere perpetrated on the people of Arkansas and half of Missouri, up including the Mark Twain National Forest, over including the southeast corner of Kansas, the northeast corner of Oklahoma, and back down to about Fort Smith and across Arkansas, vaguely along north of I-40 there, taking in that whole north half of the state, which, if your listeners are familiar with the Man Biosphere program, that would be like a three-section big circle where in the center there would be no human habitation, no one allowed to go in there, strictly animal wilding. Another corridor around that, which would have limited human access with only nature studies and permitted trips to go in there, or the game and fish and wildlife people to go in and check on the animals' welfare. And then the outer corridor would have some limited human habitation. So we can see the corridors, of course, that are planned that will go from one major city to another major city. And, of course, in this process, they're doing away with huge amounts of farmland. So there will be not farming, you know, on individual basis. It'll be done by the big mega corporations, which are already setting up for that. You can travel from Little Rock to Jonesboro, and you'll see ADM farms and silos all the way. It's soybeans, and mostly probably soybeans up through there, but it is definitely farmland. And so they're taking it up, and one of the major funders is our now sitting Lieutenant Governor, Win Paul Rockefeller, and he is announced now that he has announced that he is going to run for the governorship. And it was his Winrock Enterprises that funded the push for the Man Biosphere. As you know, the Rockefeller family has been notorious for their foundations and trusts that are tax exempt, and through which they have manipulated our money system, the gold. If you read Emanuel Josephson's books about the Federal Reserve conspiracy and the Rockefellers and their gold corner, it is quite replete with total documentation. And here we see it goes on as usual. And they have like three, or had back in the 70s when he wrote this, three floors. Well, Gary Allen also wrote a book called The Rockefeller Files. Remember that one?
Absolutely.
And he documented a lot of the same thing about their vast wealth and how they have protected it from tax and from inheritance seizure, as the rest of us have to endure and have our lifetime wealth seized when a loved one dies, and I just experienced that myself up close and for real, so I know whereof I speak. And
no.
They have protected their wealth through these tax-exempt foundations, and so that enables them to look philanthropic, but all the time they're getting wealthier. And at the same time, they're manipulating the education of our country into the Goals 2000, dumbing down. They've spent major amounts of money on different projects to see that this happens. And the environment, I mean, they're just there in every turn you look, Chris. I don't know.
Where do we go from here, huh?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's more of the same. So, and if you want to look, you were talking earlier about conspiracy.
Right.
The dumbing down has also been planned, not only just in Goals 2000, but way before that. And John Dewey, who was a Fabian socialist, in some of his many books, wrote that if you wanted to control a nation, you had to get a hold of the children very young and make them malleable and moldable and form their minds in the way you wanted them to go. He also was a fellow traveler with a man named Max Baldwin, who was a Communist Party member and founded the notorious ACLU. He was very close friends with John Dewey. And as I say, they worked together on a lot of their programs. And so he wanted to change America's society as we know it, or knew it in our republic form, to a controlled, global-controlled government, one-world government. And it just goes... I've been doing some study because in our state we had a near miss in our recent state legislature on mandated fluoridation of the water. Well, it is already fluoridated in Little Rock and I think Batesville and Russellville, I think perhaps. There are several cities that have it, but they were going to mandate it on all cities in Arkansas, 5,000 or more. And so I had already done quite a bit of research on it because I have... the Fabian socialist Bertram Russell's book, Impact on Science, The Impact of Science on Society, which he wrote in 1953, and he stated in that by diet, injection, and injunctions, they would change the mass control thinking in our country. And then Dr. Clymer quoted Rena Vale, who was a former communist, and she said in her book, Red Court, that Russia had used this experimentation of fluorinated water, and that they could create a dumbed-down society. That's pretty much what Phyllis Mullinax's tests on the lab mice proved, and when she tried to speak out about it, she was fired. Then there was another communist named Kenneth Goff, who was a member of the Communist League, and... he stated after he came back over here that he says, we were trained, I'll read you his quote, we were trained on how to dismantle and assemble mimeograph machines for use for propaganda purposes during the revolution, how to work on guide wires and fuel lines of airplanes so that they would either burst into flames or crash to the ground because of lack of control, how to work on ties and rails to wreck trains, also the art of poisoning water supplies. We discussed quite thoroughly the fluoridation of water supplies and how we are using it in Russia as a tranquilizer in prison camps. And he went on to talk about how it would bring about a spirit of lethargy. Well, we know that it...
But, Carol, that can't be happening today. Russia's been democratized.
Right. Well, this is a book actually about the Aluminum Trust in the House of Rockefeller that I'm reading this quote. I believe a man named Morris Beale wrote it, and it's quite well documented. But it's
well,
every
I was
area you look, they were maneuvering for some way to control society, mass mind control.
Yes.
And Dr. Swinburne Clymer's book, Age of Treason, he wrote in 1957, also was quoting from one Dr. Elliot Perkins, who our U.S. government sent to Germany at the end of World War II to work with IG Farben Company, and they had already done experiments with fluoride, and he made a quote in Dr. Swinburne Clymer's book, Age of Treason. He quoted him as saying that any human who is on fluorinated water for 1 year or more will never again be the same person mentally or physically. And they know that it accumulates in the body. It doesn't pass out, and it causes hypothyroidism. It reduces sperm counts. It lowers the IQ by at least 10%. And, of course, depending on the concentrations of the hydrofluorosilicic acid that you get, the more of it, you know, causes all these other things, including osteoporosis in women and men, both, and causes fluorosis of the teeth and actually causes them to be brittle. It hardens it, but it actually brittles them. So all that, you know, when you say, when we talk about people that won't wake up and they want to be entertained by Michael Jackson's court case or, you know, this kind of stuff, you can kind of see how they got there, Chris.
Yeah, you sure can. And this is the point in the problem that people aren't paying attention to. They don't care. And those are the ones with the children. They're being dumbed down in the government schools.
That's right.
Incredible.
And as I said, the Fabian socialist Bertram Russell wrote, by diet, which we've got monosodium glutamate and aspartame, which Dr. Russell Blaylock, the neurosurgeon who wrote the very excellent book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, very well put out that monosodium glutamate and aspartame would both destroy your mind, eat holes in your brain. So we've got that. Then with the injections, we've got the neurotoxin mercury, which is in mandated children to be taking all these vaccinations. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got the elderly being encouraged to take flu shots, which are all full of mercury, which certainly doesn't help them. And I've heard Dr. Monteith say that if a person takes flu shots 3 years in a row, his incidence of Alzheimer's up by about 1,000%, the chance of getting it. So you can see the planning that has gone on, and of course this is all profitable to the people who are doing it, who are perpetrating it on America.
And they don't even know what's really happening to them, the people.
Excuse me?
The people don't even know what's really happening to them.
No, because it's been kept from them by a planned, a controlled media, controlled press.
Controlled medical industry, controlled military industry, controlled school industry. It's all interconnected at this late date of 2005, and that's the big problem here. Even right now, states are mulling taxing drivers by the mile as the high price of the cost of living is rising, and we're supposedly running out of this resource called oil, and it's a renewable resource according to many sources.
Well, plus if you listen to Lindsey Williams and or read his book, The Non-Oil Crisis, he was up there when they were digging the Prudhoe Bay field, and one of the, I believe it was an Exxon CEO, took him out to the field, and he said, "You see that pool right there?" He says, "We've got enough up here to last America, the United States, for 200 years."
Right.
Now, there's two of those pools up there that we haven't even tapped into.
And they're even repumping natural gas back into the ground.
With 12 huge, big jet engines, they're pumping natural gas back into the ground. And I watched my elderly aunt just pass away not long ago, and her monthly heating bill was just atrocious, and she was on Social Security and very much a fixed income, and it was just eating, between that and her medical bills, I mean, it was just eating her alive.
Yeah.
But they have no mercy, these people, these planners that are planning all this trap they've got us in.
And it's a set-up scenario. I mean, here we see from the biodiversity website, or biological diversity is a term given to the variety of life on Earth and the natural patterns it forms.
Yes, and while you're saying that, Chris, it recalls to mind a statement that Hillary made that we need to think of, we need to rethink how we think of humans.
Uh-huh. As consumers. And over-consumers. And there were the problem of the endangered species. We are the endangered species, but we're actually an invasive species. There's too many of us on the earth. A large population is more difficult to control. Most of the world is disarmed. Most of the world is in chaos. And they're creating that here.
Order
right
ob ko, Chris. Order ob ko.
And
that's
here they're
the plan.
Creating that right here with immigration right now. And this is my point of the...
They are creating the chaos with it, and that is to produce the dialectic form. You know, it perfectly produces it, and they're setting it up for blood in the streets out there right now.
Well,
with
and
the shootings that are going on the freeway that the gangs, the Mexican gangs, have declared that they're going to
shoot blacks.
Make happen.
So the Mexicans are shooting blacks in Los Angeles now, right?
Yes, that's the report.
Mm-hmm. And see here, see how it gets created? The created crisis, and I've only been talking about this for years, the chaos will continue, and then we're going to ramp up for the government to do something about it. The ignorant people are going to say, help us, please. And maybe this is the pretext for Henry Kissinger to say, someday we will be grateful to have UN troops in our country. And you recall that,
yes,
too.
I do recall that statement. I certainly do.
And so with all this that's going on and the taking away of land, the view shed, the watershed, view shed is as far as you can see where they control the land, and watershed is wherever rain falls, which is everywhere.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So all this is being engineered. All this can be found on AmericanExpose.com. There's many directions. The biodiversity treaty is here for you to see and research. There's nothing left as a secret to, as far as I can see, of the implementation process.
And they still deny it was a conspiracy, Chris.
Yeah, but yet the U.S. Code said Congress finds and declares that the Communist Party of the United States, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. Once again,
yeah.
Listeners, that's Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter 4. That's Roman numeral 4, Section 841.
Well, and they're using the Mexicans because you've got the Mecha Group, which some of the legislators out there and some of our leadership have been members of, including the one that was just appointed to...
Alberto Gonzalez.
Alberto Gonzalez.
Samuel Vidal Cuaderno, senor.
Bustamante, who was lieutenant governor out there. A number of those people have been open members of Mecha, which advocates the overthrow or the retaking of California.
And it's just communism from Mexico is what's going on here. And yet, the congressional record, I mean, the U.S. Code says it, and yet we don't do anything about it. That's just amazing. We, meaning our government servants, as I would call them, they call themselves bureaucrats. But,
well, you know, Chris, I think they've been so neutered up there, literally, they can't do anything.
Well, like you said before, Congressman Hansen was a perfect example of what happened.
Exactly.
When they try and do something right. Helen Chenoweth was very lucky to get away with her life, if you ask me.
I think she was, too.
We'll be back to continue with Carol in Arkansas. And if you have any thoughts, any calls, 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773 is the number.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church.
This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for His people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
This is Nicholas from Presence of God Ministry. Are you a believer that is looking for a way to understand Bible prophecy as it pertains to historic as well as current events? Do you believe a one-world government is predicted in the Bible to occur in our day? Do you want to know what the Bible says about the Vatican's role in all of this? Are you one that believes no prophecy of the Bible is of any personal interpretation, as 2 Peter 1:20 declares? And are you also one that understands all the symbols in prophecy are defined accurately in all the books of the Bible? If so, then you are one that would be blessed by the Truth Provided broadcast. Please join us on Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for an adventure in Bible prophecy. See the prophecies of old come to light in today's current events as well as historic events in our not-so-distant past. You will find information in this broadcast that will benefit you and your family like never before. So please stop by Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on FirstAmendmentRadio.com for the Truth Provided broadcast. For more information, stop by our website at www.remnantofgod.org.
And Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter Roman Numeral 4, Section 841, Congress finds and declares that the Communist Party of the United States, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. Check it out for yourself, listeners. I'm with Carol from Arkansas, and I'm blessed with the presence of Sam from Missouri. Welcome to the broadcast, Sam.
Hey, good evening, and Carol, thank you for getting on these programs and speaking out. Believe me, there's a lot of us that know what's going on right along with you. I've been fighting the big fight here in the state of Missouri, and as everybody knows, when you're in the fight, you know when you're striking nerves, because when you become the lightning rod, well, you know you're over the target, so that's the first thing. For one thing I want to mention, just in case it hasn't come out yet, the House of Global Representatives, they're not our representatives, they're global representatives, they represent the globalists, not us, passed the Real ID Act today in the appropriations bill, and it was passed 100-0 despite all the phone calls. So this is why I call them the House of Globalist Representatives.
And what is this about?
You hear that.
And what is this about, this passage?
Oh, this was the ID Act.
Let Sam go.
H.R. 418.
Yeah, H.R. 418. That's right, Carol. And basically what that does is that makes the driver's license into a de facto national ID card, and even those people who do not drive, they say, will have to get one. Yours truly is not going to get one. And I know life will get interesting when that time comes. But I've already declared that's where I draw the line in the sand, because if I justify that away, what's next? A chip in the hand or whatever? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, and we're as Americans, we're not supposed to have to have papers to travel to and fro, are we?
No, but that's exactly what we're getting, and it's going straight to the globalist president's desk to be signed, and you can bet he will sign it.
Well, and inside that bill, I don't know if you heard that, but there is a provision in there that will allow the head of Homeland Security to seize your home, your property, or whatever, and you will have no recourse. No,
that's
you cannot
right.
go to a court in any level and get recourse. It is above objection.
What would be the pretext for seizing one's home?
Well, they said on the borders, but the way it's written in there, it always encroaches, Chris. It never gets better. It never gets less obtrusive. It always gets more obtrusive. So if there's an open door, it's just like the bill that they passed for drugs, and they swore that that it was not going to be used on American citizens. It was just for drug dealing. Well, they've used that thing on everything for every imaginable reason.
Meaning they can take your property if a drug deal is done on your property?
Oh, sure.
Even though you don't even know the people?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
If it's terrorist involved, they can say it's terrorist involved. You know, we suspect terrorism.
Yeah. Very loosely defined.
Yeah, very loosely defined. But that's also in that act that was passed today. So it is about seizing your land, and they're trying to think of every means by which they can do it.
Well, I'm sure that might be in my newspaper tomorrow, mightn't it?
It might be.
Isn't that something, Sam?
Except they won't tell you about that provision.
Well, they're setting themselves up for a heck of a fight, because I'll tell you, just on the issue we were fighting here in Missouri over the metering of water wells that they wanted to do, that in itself generated. I know a few people I talked to that said that there were a few projectiles waiting for them if they came in on their land. And I already interviewed a gentleman up in Michigan who they've already been around and around with this EPA and various other agencies trying to meter wells up there, and apparently a few of them did get a few projectiles up their rear end, and they had to stop the program. So I'm telling you, what it's coming down to, we're getting down to a point in this country where all of our options are running out, and I got a feeling it's not going to be too long in this country.
No, they've pretty well got us locked down. But through their treaties and legislation, they've pretty well already got it all done.
Yeah, and it's going to get down to a point where, I mean, logic points out that if you back anybody into a corner where they can't move, there's going to be a fight. And, I mean, I don't care if it's human beings or animals or whatever. If you give no recourse, there's going to be a fight.
Well,
and,
see, they've already taken care of that scenario, too, because we will not have American forces here. It will be NATO and UN forces that will be missiling you or tasing you or whatever it is they do with their sophisticated machinery they've got to control us. It's not going to be American soldiers.
Yeah, and here I see, this is a very interesting source. Middle American News states that we have military in 135 countries. And so their pretext for bringing foreign troops into this country will be that we're all over the world. Well, we're the United Nations Global Cop, and that's the reason.
Yes. And that is what I have said all along. We have no business doing that. But then, remember State Department Document 7277?
Talk about it often.
Yeah.
Back there a long time back, this was all planned for.
1961.
They've been working it right out, and they've pretty well accomplished the dissolution of our military.
Well, interesting story came out of Denver today. I was listening to another program out of the Colorado area, and the subject came up about the MS-13 street gangs, Mexican street gangs that are starting to invade the country all over the place. And one of the callers that called in had made the statement that perhaps these ruthless MS-13 gangs, since they have no allegiance to the country, might also be used in doing the will that these globalists want done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the Hegelian dialectic coming into place in this spectrum, and it's very obvious that this is happening as our borders are porous. This Minuteman project was an experiment, and it's successful. It'll be moving a little further along, but yet this is going to give the impetus for violence at the border. And what is the border but an international zone anyway, under Agenda 21?
Yeah, 150 miles inside the U.S.
Right. And so all this maneuvering and manipulation in 2005 is creating ominous scenarios for us, and we haven't even talked about the control of our vitamins and minerals, which apparently
Codex Alimentarius.
Which is apparently is right down the road here.
Yeah, it's coming down the pipe really, really fast.
Sam, any thoughts?
Well, all I got to say is get your house in order, because it's going to get real interesting in the next few years, most definitely, if not sooner.
Get out of debt, I would say.
For those who don't believe what we're talking about, and I'm sure there are some out there who probably tuned in for the first time, you better get to doing your research and getting up to speed real fast, because you don't have much time. And there's a lot of us, including Chris and various others, that have been warning you on this network and various other networks. Pay attention.
Right. And the point is, according to this Wayne Lutton, the American public is constantly told that we can't seal our borders and better screen entrance through our ports of entry. The fact is, Congress and the White House have never tried. Official Washington is more than willing to deploy the U.S. Armed Forces to help secure the borders and ensure the political and economic stability of foreign countries. And there we have the scenario in place, people. The U.N. system is in America, and we are the U.N. system. And as I said before, that the Secretary of Treasury, the governor of the IMF, that happened, the transfer of the Treasury to the IMF officially happened in 1976, according to the information I have, Public Law 94-564. So here we have this scenario in place. We need to increase our numbers. Those listening need to get very, very tuned in to all the aspects of all this. And fortunately, Sam's website, which is on our website, Sam and Trish, the Information Corner, DarrenWeeks.com is there. The Anti-Communitarian League is there. You want to learn about communism in America, rename communitarianism, that's where you go. AmericanExpose.com or StopAgenda21.com. Obviously, these are the directions to take. And certainly Darren and Dennis have done superlative work about CAFTA, which is researched and documented by the CIA World Factbook about all these various countries that are involved in CAFTA, including Honduras, where my friend Jack apparently has just returned. I don't know what he's going to have to say, but he's got his own thoughts. All Jack wants to do is take all these people, put them up against the wall, and shoot them. Well, who the hell is going to do that? Why does that make any sense at all?
Yeah.
No, that's not going to solve the problem.
Ridiculous.
No, absolutely not. Real quick, Chris, I'll get with you later. Our email addresses are changing, and also we've moved the Information Corner website. The address will be the same, but it's down temporarily.
Oh, okay, very good. Maybe I'll talk after the show to you.
Okay.
All right.
All right, that's all I got. God bless you, Carol. Keep up. Keep going.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Chris, Montreal is going to be the capital for the Amero Union, like the European Union.
Oh, really?
Montreal is supposed to be the capital there, yes.
Oh, boy. Won't that be fun?
Yes. Well, you know, that's when George Bush Jr. was first elected, that's the first place he went, was up there and met with them on the organization of the Union of the Americas. And, you know, the talk about having one monetary unit just like Europe. That's all part of the plan
of the
globalization, the control, the total control.
And certainly Maurice Strong and George Soros don't have anything to do with it.
No. Well, they've got their big places to go that, you know, they'll be above and exempt from all this, the Rockefellers and all those people.
Yeah, it's a very big thing.
There's the elite, there's them, and then there's us.
Yeah, and we're the peons.
Yep, we'll
they're
be the slaves.
They're sucking us dry. And certainly way back when, February 23rd of last year, 2004, here's an article, Patriot Act Powers Question. And here you see an Oklahoma terrorism expert says he isn't taking sides, but he wants the public to be informed. He said he's not troubled by the Patriot Act, only by the lack of understanding about it. Quote, all I want to do is make sure the American people understand what's happening to them, that we don't wake up 10 years from now and say, gee, how'd we get here? How'd we lose all these rights and liberties, end quote. And this is Dennis Reamer, director of Oklahoma City's Memorial Institute for the Prevention of Terrorism, speaking out right here in the paper saying, hey, you're going to lose a whole lot of rights, people, if you don't do something about it.
Yes, well, you know, it's interesting that the Patriot Act had been languishing away in a Senate committee for 2 years before the Murrah Building bombing.
Right.
And then, voila, it came right out.
And the Office of Homeland Security created long in advance on paper.
Absolutely. Way well, before. They knew about it way before 911.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Planned for it.
Cast, Tim.
Hello.
Carol, this is Tim in Texas.
All right. Hello, Tim. Yeah.
I'm a guy you gave the cauliflower ear to the other day.
Oh, okay. Well, I do get going sometimes. I've got so much of it up there in my cranium, you know, it has to come out every once in a while.
Yeah, I know. When you get young ladies like this going, you can't slow them down.
Well, I'm not, thank you for the comment, I'm not young anymore. I've got white on the head. But
I tell you what, the way you sound and your energy level, Carol, puts my young carcass to shame. And Chris knows the story. Him and I have lived parallel lives, and we're both beat up and like we've been run over by steamrollers. And, you know, here we are hanging on to the arms of our chairs.
Well, I'll just tell you, I am 65 years old. I have not been to a doctor in over 10 years, and I am very healthy.
Well,
thank
that's
you.
Why.
I don't plan to go to one either.
Well, as soon as I get through doing what I'm doing right now, I don't either, so we'll be in the same spot.
Well, that issue I've studied pretty deeply also, because I lost a husband to cancer, my mother and my father both to cancer, an aunt and an uncle to cancer, and some friends. So I've done a good bit of study about cancer and what causes it. And there again, you have a Rockefeller connection. They actually established the Cancer Foundation in order to control the cancer. The money that's given to the Cancer Foundation, only about 1% actually goes for research. The rest of it goes to buy buildings, land, pay for automobiles for their people they send out to give out pamphlets.
Yeah, they pay
to tell you should eat five fruits and vegetables, which it took them a long time to even tell us that.
They pay people to get smoking bans passed in cities that put little local music venues out of business because people won't go there anymore because they can't go and drink and smoke and listen to live music. So
it's really interesting that the Rockefellers would have been behind the foundation of the Cancer Foundation, because originally the old man Rockefeller, what was his name? William? The original one where they found
John
the oil, and he was bottling it up and selling it as a cancer cure.
Mm. What was he bottling up?
Oil. Petroleum.
Mm.
He got run out of some towns, I understand.
Well, quite interesting, to say the least, the way things are so obvious, and yet people are
sold it, by the way, Chris, for $25 a pint.
Really?
Yes.
Mm.
He did.
He's probably bottling castor oil.
Today I got, I spoke on the phone for a little while with the future governor of Texas, as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Kinky Friedman, And the act that I proposed to Ron Paul's office to do away with the Endangered Species Act that I sent you, Chris.
Yes.
I got that to him today. He's going to be in Houston for several days, and then he's got to go to Dallas, and he's not going to be back in town until really towards the end of the month, and that's when I'll get to visit with him some. So, but he'll have that proposed legislation in his hands long before then.
Isn't Rob Paul going to introduce that?
I don't know.
You've spoken to his office several times.
Oh, the lady that's my buddy in his office was rather tickled about it, and wanted to see something, and so I got it to her that very afternoon. And of course, you know, I have to give them a few days because they're so busy. I'll call back probably next week and see what.
Well, then we'll have to help him find someone to be a co-sponsor with him and help him promote it.
Oh, that's not a problem. He's got the Liberty Caucus, and he's got several members.
I know, but when you're going up against the Nature Conservancy and Sierra Club and these people, people have billions of dollars in their coffers to work against that.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying, but David got Goliath, and so, you know,
there's strength in numbers. That's what we have to encourage each other to do.
The way Samuel Adams put it was it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but a minority keen to set brush fires in people's minds.
And dedicated.
That just makes so much sense, and that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, that's true.
And
I was hearkening back to George Hansen's woes whenever he went up against them and tried to disclose the fraud
IRS.
Of the IRS.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? We'll probably be out there in the limelight because we're trying to expose the Endangered Species Act, because it's not Endangered Species Act anymore, because they clone everything nowadays. The animals can never go extinct.
Well, yeah, with all their stem cell research, they can clone everything.
They just drove a stake in their own heart. Thank you, Lord. Hey, God bless y'all, and I'll see y'all later.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Tim.
Tim.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it is Agenda 21, isn't it, Chris?
It's well into Agenda 21, 13 years. They just finished CSD 13 in New York, and it was on the State Department Sustainable Development website from the State Department. And people just need to realize that if they don't want to research, they're going to pay the price someday. And if they say it's too big, it can't be stopped, and that's what they teach in the schools and the universities, you might as well be a part of it because it's just too big. And we can change things if enough people get involved. And that's my sincere belief.
Yes, and if the Lord is on our side, and I believe he is, but we sure do need to call on him.
Well, the Lord Satan is not on our side, but
no,
our Lord is.
But those people are wicked, and they've been planning and for a long time. I mean, it is so monstrous when you open up one of those documents, they're so huge and they're so all-inclusive, and they put everything imaginable that you could possibly imagine.
And you have to have a dictionary to go through them.
Yes.
Because their lingo is so sophisticated, they say.
And then you have to remember that people like Al Gore went down there to that Rio conference, and he signed on to it. He wanted the United States to immediately sign on to it.
And Al Gore, what is he but nothing more than a closet communist?
Well, and he grew up quite honestly with that. His father was, you know,
right.
He was Armand Hammer's right-hand man in the Senate,
mm-hmm.
openly declared. And he was running in and out of Soviet Union when, no one else could go in and out of there. Well, only Clinton.
Yeah, our ally, the Soviet Union.
Our ally, Bill Clinton.
Allies for years.
Later on.
Cold War, a scam.
But they were given major amounts of money, the family was, by Mr. Hammer. And likewise, as your listeners probably know, Jacob Schiff in the Kuhn Loeb, which was also affiliated with the Rothschild banking in Europe, funded the Bolshevik Revolution, absolutely funded it. And then the Ford Motor Company went over to the Kama River, built the Ford Motor plant in the Kama River truck factory.
That's 72.
Which they turned out all these tanks and all this armaments for war. It was supposed to be a truck factory, but...
Used it on Afghanistan.
And the Rockefellers were heavily invested in Iran, or are heavily invested in Iran. So you'll probably see wars there, too, sounds like.
They're gearing up for it.
And when you look back, Nelson Rockefeller was involved with Cyrus Eaton in the petroleum business in funding or furnishing for Hitler oil. And Harry Truman got on the House, the Senate floor, and made some statements to the fact that this was treason. Then you had Prescott Bush selling the medals to Hitler to make the bullets to shoot back at our guys. So, is there anything that's new on the earth, Chris?
Here I see April 30th, Saturday. Iran refused to scrap its uranium enrichment program Friday as the latest round of negotiations with European powers ended in deadlock, officials said. Closed-door negotiations among British, French, German, and Iranian officials reached no conclusion, Britain's Foreign Office said. Iranian officials could not immediately be reached for comment, but Foreign Minister Kamil Karazi said Thursday that if the talks were not successful, quote, negotiations will collapse, and we will have no choice but to restart the uranium enrichment program, end quote. And, you know, we're building military bases in Iraq, bordering Iran.
North Korea, too, they're saying, you know, well, don't worry, they don't have all enough of the uranium to do all they can do
That's
is make power. Well, the power plants produce the plutonium rods that they make the armaments with, do they not?
Well, and North Korea has been allied with Communist China for years, regardless of what the press is going to tell us.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
And that is the point. Communist China, the Soviet Union, and these quote-unquote rogue countries banding together against this country to take it over and to finally collapse the whole system. Well, Carol, it's been very interesting. This hour went very brisk.
Well, and it was a pleasure speaking with you and your audience.
We can do some more of this in the very near future, let's hope, huh?
All right.
Okay, Carol.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for your time. Listeners, I appreciate you listening and certainly Carol's presence. And glad we've rekindled our friendship, and we will do our best to do the best for our country. You do the same. Do your research. It's all there on AmericanExpose.com. American spelled with a K. Good night, and God bless you all.
Who are you? That is the question, and the name of the program. To learn what the question means and what the answers are, tune in every Sunday afternoon, and Rice McLeod will give you the answers. Who are you? Check the schedule pages at First Amendment.